Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
Oh, The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. Tonight is the finale, 3 hours long of Bachelorette season 20. I can't wait. I cannot fucking wait. I can't wait to see what's going to happen to Aaron Bryant. At least from everything we've seen so far. It seems like he's in the game again.
No, it doesn't. I can't believe you keep saying
She's
this.
Kissing him.
No, it doesn't seem like he's in the game.
We'll see. But that's not what we're here to do right now. What we're here to do right now is a little thing called digging deeper. So what we're going to do is we're going to break down all of the most important clips that have come from various podcasts from around the nation. Dark Secret does a great job every couple of weeks of putting all of this together for us, listening to all these podcasts so that you don't have to, and putting the most important stuff right here. We're going to go through it all. We got some crazy clips. As always, this is a certified juicer.
Yes, I love a juicer. There's no non-juicers, are there?
So many fucking players are coming out and doing contract violations about their seasons, other people's seasons, anything they fucking know now. I don't know what has happened this past year, but the floodgates are fucking over and the tea is spilling forth with hurricane force. See what I did
there? Where's the sauce? Where's the sauce's response?
There's a little bit of sauce in this episode as well, but mainly it's all tea. We've got some crazy clips. We've got grocery in here, of course. We've got Vial in here, of course. But the meat of this episode, the main course, if you will, the massive amount of tea is coming from one Claire Crawley. She was on Almost Famous this week, or last week, sorry. And Jesus Christ, the stuff she's talking about in this episode of Almost Famous OG, Almost Famous, is... I mean, she talks about her season. She talks about whose idea it really was for her to leave early. She talks about how producers tried to force her into situations she wasn't comfortable with. It's some crazy shit. Oh, definitely contract violations. I assume they will never sue a Crown, but maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Time will tell.
And a pregnant Crown.
At that.
Although they have fired a pregnant Crown.
That is true. But she wasn't a Crown when they fired her. Pregnant former Crown.
I mean, neither is Claire.
Correct. But you'll see what they did to her when she was crowned. She talks about that. And it's very eye-opening. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Digging Deeper.
All right. Our first clip up for you on this day is from one Bachelor Happy Hour. You might know of this. It is the official Bachelor Nation podcast of record. It is now hosted by Grocery and Surinier. They are, of course, the face of the new Maybelline campaign. I hope they're moving product for Maybelline.
My autumn shade.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen that commercial now like 500 times. My favorite person in it is the other guy in the makeup aisle. Yeah, the lesser grocery. I love that guy. Need to find him. We need to get him on the show. But in this first clip, we hear Grocery revealing his thoughts on how fake everyone on reality TV is. Here we go.
Aaron S. said, "You are a bitch." And he was like, "You're fake." Like, he stood by everything. He did not have any remorse for what they did. And there still seemed to be like a lot of like anger. Like, I feel like something must have happened also recently.
Also,
there's no
like,
way this
also,
guy's
like,
this mad at someone who like pissed him off night one on The Bachelor like months ago.
Also, like, people going on reality TV shouldn't call other people on reality TV fake. It's kind of like, you guys are all, everyone's a little fake.
You think?
Well, you're still like going on reality TV. Like, I don't know, whatever.
I'm obsessed with this clip.
I know. Grocery's letting a little peek behind the curtain there, because we've seen him do shit, especially on BIP 7. I think it was 7, right? That's the season where he's kicking people off. Yeah, not BIP 8. BIP 7. This motherfucker was firing people off the beach on the idea that they are in there for the wrong reasons. We're talking about Piper James. We're talking about Brennan Marais. We're talking about Alana Milne. We're talking about Chris Connor. This guy was the arbiter of what is real and what is allowable on the beach. At least that's what he was portrayed as. Here he's basically saying, like, it's all kind of fake. He's letting us behind the curtain in a way that I can't believe it's...
This is amazing.
Yeah.
He's like, babe, come on. Like, you're still going on reality TV. And then she tries to defend it. This is the part where I'm like, she's like, wait, you think? What? So we have some sauce here. It's Serena being like, oh, not all people who go on reality TV are fake.
Grocery is becoming very quickly my favorite of the Bachelor podcast hosts. I know we make fun of him and I love to do his voice and all the stuff.
Yeah, that said, I feel like he's been my favorite for a while.
I think
for maybe that reason.
I think the man is over all of this. I think the man doesn't care about any of this. I think the man had a conversation with producers of Happy Hour. So did Serena, where they said, look, here's kind of what you got to do on this show. You got to uphold whatever the show is, whatever the narrative is. We'll tell you what to say kind of thing. He doesn't give a fuck about that anymore.
He's like, babe, you listening? You cover all that.
Yeah.
Did I'm
you
just
take some notes, Serena? Did they say we should or should not say all reality television is fake? I can't remember. At any rate, I'm loving what he's doing here. Letting us behind that curtain a little bit, but this was just an appetizer. This is just to get the appetite going for that main course coming up a little bit later. Let's now move into another clip from Bachelor Happy Hour. This was from August 17th. This was their Live at the Mentel All episode. So in this clip, Adrian is discussing the FP, the Fuck Peter incident,
and he reveals his shock at the issue being brought up at all during the mental. And Grocery has a very interesting comment about the matter. Let's take a listen.
Tonight, we did have a big surprise as viewers with the Peter drama, who I believe went home night one, rubbed a lot of guys the wrong way. And then we kind of saw that all unfold in front of our eyes. Can you kind of shed a little more light on what that situation was, maybe why he upset everyone and how that led to the Instagram caption?
Yeah, so people like had a bad interaction with Peter. I did not personally, but he's cool. Like, I didn't talk too much to him, but everyone was saying that he was rude in the way that, you know, he was treating everybody. And so everyone was like, yeah, like, forget that guy, you know? So like, that was just kind of like the running joke of like, you know, forget Peter, you know, like that's just what it was. And a couple of the guys did, you know, the Instagram thing or whatever. Which I think they shouldn't have, but it is what it is. It was all fun and games. And I just don't understand that if the guys did take responsibility and apologize for it, why that wasn't the end of it. You know, like, I get it. You can feel the way you feel, but, you know, just go back and talk to the guys and say, hey, I appreciate it, but it really made me feel a way, or whatever the case may be. But don't say, hey, I appreciate and accept your apology and then still be upset about it.
So there was a conversation where an apology was given prior to the mental all.
Yes, that's what.
And then he came back. So do you think the guys were surprised that he was there bringing it back up, rehashing all of this?
Yeah, we were all surprised that he was even here because he went home night one. We're like, why? Like, what's going on? Why are you here? But obviously, you know, that was, you know, why. So,
you know, I went home night one, Adrian.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't get any
fuck Grocery Store Joe's.
No, you didn't. You got lucky.
I got lucky.
I absolutely love this. It puts us in an alternate universe where we're now imagining that Grocery Store Joe did something so terrible on his night one that they would have done a fuck Grocery Store Joe. In
and all that's the only comments. Thing you're in the show for.
Yeah. Fuck Grocery.
I didn't
FG.
Get any fuck Grocery. Yeah. I mean, he got the opposite. He trended on Twitter, which I think even earned him that VIP spot.
People were talking about him for Bachelor for a minute.
I feel like he's been in the conversation for a long time.
Well, he certainly has after Paradise, but even just prior to that, being the night one guy that he was. But that's a funny part of this clip. The interesting part of this clip is that sauce coming from Serena. Serena is saying, were you surprised that he brought it up? Are you surprised even after the apology? He brought it up. What? They had fucking pictures of the Instagram post that they put on a screen. The producers brought this up. The producers told him, this is why you're here tonight. We're going to fucking do a whole package about it, and we're going to make you get back into that fight. He didn't bring it up. He had no choice in this matter. If you want to be on TV again, this is what's happening.
You were boring, and this is not boring, so we have to bring it up. I can't believe she does all these follow-up questions, kind of pinning him into a corner, because they're not allowed to respond that way and be like, oh yeah, the producers like made this a thing when it wasn't.
Exactly. This is
to highlight the fact it had already been squashed.
Yes. Which then paints Peter as a piece of shit guy, that he's bringing this up even after an apology was issued and accepted. Now he's coming on TV to do it again. It's his fault. Fuck this guy. And that is the narrative of the producers. This is like classic Bachelor Nation official Bachelor Nation podcast shit. This is why these podcasts exist. Or now I guess it's just podcast. I have to get that through my head. They're not plural anymore. There's just one. But that's why this podcast now exists. It is to further the narratives from the show. She is doing exactly that. I don't know how much producers were involved in kind of pre-coaching her through this conversation and saying, well, you need to get him to talk about this and really stoke whatever.
And say that it's actually him bringing it up?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that they're probably told like pretty clearly, don't talk about producers like working behind the scenes, putting these situations together. But I mean, anyone watching the show, they have fucking a graphics package cut and ready to go for this.
that they put up on a giant screen behind Jesse Palmer's head. Like, Peter didn't fucking do that. He didn't come in and be like, hey, can I real quick text you some fucking Instagram captions that these assholes said about me and throw it up on the screen? He's not making this shit happen in real time.
It's 10-dimensional chess. He was like, here it is. They've been bullying me. Yeah. Get me on the show.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. Mm. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my... which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no roll back waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies. Comfort from the outside in. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co. with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you.
That was his whole plan all along, was like, I'm going to go in night one. I'm going to be a complete dick to all these dudes, okay? They're going to kick me off the show. Then they're going to do something nasty in a fucking hashtag on Instagram, and I'm going to come back at them on the mental. That's where I'll get my big Instagram gains.
Oh, no, boy.
I don't think that was... I mean, he still is like the top three TikTok players, by the way. But is he still on the Instagram list too?
Yeah, I was wondering if that's the reason he was there, was he has a social media following.
He doesn't really, though. He just has a bigger one than everybody except the professional jumper. At any rate, those are our first two clips. Those are our little appetizers. Now we're going to move on to another course. Not quite the main course yet, but we have two.
This is more like a salad.
Yeah, more like a salad.
Or
a
bruschetta. Yeah,
this is some, fucking... What is it? Marinated mushrooms. You ever have those?
I don't know.
I love them.
I'm not really a mushroom person.
Oh, should get into it. Mushroom culture is really fun. These clips come to us from the Vial Files. Okay. From August 15th. The guest was Emma Slater. In this first clip, Emma explains her attitude about Braden being the least villainous villain they've ever had in the show. And the Great One explains how producers gaslight the fourth audience. This is very interesting. Here we go.
Braden, I'm going to bring it back to Braden. What I like Braden for was because he was like, hey, I'm not ready. And she would repeat things back to him that he said. And he's like, yeah, that's right. And because he's told her everything. So I thought my opinion was, and I didn't honestly know if this was an unpopular opinion or a popular opinion, because I didn't know how you guys felt about Braden. I didn't actually look at other people's feelings on Braden. But when I watched the whole season, I was thinking, he's the least evil villain that they've had. Don't you think? Because he, I don't know, maybe I'm myself, out of line. You're he's the least, yes, yes.
He's misunderstood.
That's how most
that's how they get most of their villains. It's not because their villain ever does anything serious. It's because they go against the fucking grain of The Bachelor. In fact, the house is always the bully. The Bachelor itself, in a way, like gaslights their audience into thinking they're supposed to be okay with shit they would not normally be okay with.
Right.
Like, when in the world do we ever go up to someone and like criticize them for saying things like, I don't know if I'm ready to get engaged in 8 weeks.
Right.
Got a very rare WIWTV here when I was the villain. love to hear that from him. Takes obviously any opportunity to remind us that he also was victimized with a villain edit, but still came back for a successive season in which he was also the villain. He did two back-to-back seasons of Bachelorette as the villain, then came on Paradise, then became Crown. So
it's amazing the holding two thoughts at once that he is able to do.
Oh, well, he's always holding the thought when I was the Bachelor. Mm-hmm. That's always in his fucking head. Whoever he's talking to, he's just looking for an opportunity to drop that in there, which he does here. But then he comes out with this interesting line of reasoning, saying that the producers, or the show, as he says, he very rarely will say the producers, that they are gaslighting the fourth audience into believing like what is happening in the show is normal in any way, because it's not, and obviously it isn't. It's a weird format. You're dating 30 people. You're kicking one off of this weird show. There's cameras and shit all around. And indeed, you are forced into at least conveying that you think you can fall in love in 2 months and get engaged in that time. But that's the game. That's the format of the game. No one's being gaslit in the audience. We've become used to that format. In the early days, it was shocking and like, oh my God, I can't believe this is fucking happening. Now we're just fucking used to it. Same as Survivor or Big Brother or any of the other shows. None of that is normal. You're never going to be locked in a fucking house for multiple months and have everything videotaped.
No one goes on Survivor and then they're like, wait, there's no fucking food here?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I think that this is
I think that would be a good Survivor strategy.
Yeah, though. Exactly.
Wait, where are the beds?
Where do I get a fucking cheese quesadilla around here? I just think that his argument strangely falls flat. And he does this weird thing in his podcast where he will shit on the producers.
You don't think he's more convincing with his new pregnant self?
No.
This is Daddy Vial.
Not yet. Now. This is first try impregnation Vial. Is that what we're looking at here? First responder Vial.
I'm so happy I know this information. I didn't think it would be the type of information I would know, but
no, I don't want to know it. He doesn't give us a fucking choice. He says it out loud with pride.
He's not giving us any choice in any of this. Most villains go against the grain of The Bachelor. it's not normal to go up to someone and criticize. I like how he's like, let me pull the curtain out for you. This is not a normal situation. Yeah.
He's also wrong, though. Most villains don't actually go against the grain of the show. Most villains are made villains by some personal interaction with the second audience or potentially even with the first audience. Or like, I guess Juan Pablo Galvez.
They're made in the editing booth.
Yeah, exactly.
Mostly.
Juan Pablo did go against the grain of the show, but not until the After the Final Rose, where he would refuse to say that he loved Nikki Farrell, his ring winner. Do you remember that? Can you at least say you love her? And he's like, no, I'm not going to fucking do it.
He's like, I'm love level one.
Yeah, he's like, I kind of like her. I'm starting to get feelings for her. He wouldn't do it then, but throughout the course of the season, he did adhere to the process.
It's so funny to refusal to love level four.
It's fucking great. I actually love it in retrospect. But let's move on now. We have one more clip before we get to our main course. In this clip, still from the Vial Files, still with guest Emma Slater from August 15th, the Great One doubles down on his attitude that Charity is, as he puts it, a messy bachelorette, and then he dispenses some of his unlicensed therapy. Here we go.
I think Charity handled herself so well. Probably one of the best that I've seen.
By Nutella or just overall?
I think overall, Charity handled herself great. I know that is she a therapist?
She is, yeah.
Yeah, I could see she communicated like really well. I was impressed. I don't know if that's popular opinion or not, but.
No, I think so. I think overall we've been very entertained, but I've been entertained by her, what I perceive as to be her authenticity.
That's it. That's what I'm impressed by.
Which I don't know if she likes our commentary, so to speak.
Oh, really?
Well, in the sense that I think she hasn't always played the role of therapist.
Right.
I think she's been at times, quote unquote, messy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was messy for her to give Brayden the first impression rose when her brother was literally he's not your guy. That's, to me, Charity leading with authenticity and her heart and kind of saying, this is my journey. I'm going to dive in and into my feelings.
Yeah.
And then I'll think about my choices after the fact and maybe I'll get through these, the Xavier type of storyline. But at times she was willing to be messy and kind of go after guys that she was drawn to, which maybe Charity the therapist would have stepped in. Hey, Charity, kind of talking to herself, this might not look Charity. Good, and you might get heat for this, but I think she was authentic and opened herself up for any type of criticism.
As somebody who has from time to time said that maybe I'll become a therapist, let me just tell you, she's not always wearing the therapist hat. I can tell. Okay.
The idea here that she is messy so far in any way is absurd. She may get messy in this finale.
What are you talking about?
It looks like they, at least what they've shown us in the promos, it does look like this finale may get a little messy, that she's in love with multiple people. She's going to have to send one of them home. Her mom has to step in and tell her, you got to make this fucking choice. It does look like that might be Ben Higgins' doubt in the end, which I would consider the end of his season to be messy.
You would consider that to be messy?
Yes.
Multiple love level fours.
Yes. Multiple love level fours that actually...
He's saying she's messy for the fimp, and I'm like...
Yeah, not even her choice.
That storyline seemed produced anyway.
Yes,
Brayden
exactly.
Was whatever.
And for him to say that, knowing full well in his season that he gave Rachel Lindsay the fucking fimp because producers were like, she's going to be the next bachelorette. She got to get the fimp. And he's like, okay, let's do it. Talk about gaslighting people. He's making it here seem like the lead has any fucking say in who gets the fimp.
Yeah. You think it would have been messy if he gave the femp to Corinne? I don't know. It's a strange argument. I also therapists are allowed to be messy. Therapists are allowed to live their own lives. She has to be a therapist 24/7.
Well, only when she's not messy. It's okay. Messy.
That's my new impersonation. It's just fucking garbles,
just
unintelligible
off.
Fucking.
It's the first try. So therapy is messy. Gaslight season. when I was a bachelor, I got a villain at it once.
Did you have too much cheese, Clues?
None. I don't eat that shit anymore. It's poison. Speaking of, let's move on to the main course.
Yeah, that was something.
Of our beautiful program here. We are going now into Almost Famous with Claire Crawley as the guest. This was from August 8th. In this first clip, Ben Higgins asks Claire Crawley if she regrets leaving The Bachelorette early, and she spills tea about who actually made the decision to fracture season 16. This is fucking insane. Here we go. If you want to hear this clip, and you want to hear me and Pace Case reacting to this clip, and you want to get
more gurgles?
Yeah, maybe some more gurgles. And you want to get access to all of our Digging Deepers, to our live show that we do every Monday at 4:30 p.m. PST, to Clues Corner, to Pace Case Palapa, to every episode that we ever do of Game of Roses without commercials.
Ad-free episodes.
You want to get access to that Discord so you can fire off your screams. You want to join the Discord community. You want to do all of that? You just go to patreon.com/gameofroses, join us in the pit, and listen to this next clip about Claire Crawley.
It's the pit, you can get it in, and dig around in all this content. It's the pit, come on, admit, you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit, there's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit, you can get it in, and dig around in all this content. It's the pit, come on, admit, you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit, there's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.